And he's here tonight, Adam. I've performed this poem for 4 years, and he's never seen it, so it's really cool. It's called Rope Trick. David Blaine can kiss my ass. I've been performing street magic for so long that Jesse Helms' hold in a sentence is insignificant. I should teach a class. It's a dangerous profession, though, traveling from place to place, relying on face-to-face interaction, providing an income, making money, making magic. But I prefer street magic over big productions because I like the intimacy, and I bet your card is the Queen of Hearts. The only love I've ever had in my life. Mom and Pop split, and at 15, so did I. I have a brother, though. When we were little kids, we used to sit and watch TV, documentaries on Harry Houdini. Our favorite show, though, was about these Hindu children that would play flutes to make ropes float in midair. And then they climb on them. It said that these ropes were woven with dreams. But I lost contact with my brother. I just hope that his rope will be longer than mine. But for now, REM sleep has me under control as it cranks and yanks in my brain like silly putty spaghetti spewing out of a Play-Doh processor. I hear a voice in my dream that sounds like the Dalai Lama on crack as he says, "Your life is being lived as you wish to live it. But is your blood also flowing as you wish it to flow?" Immediately, the stream shocks me like I'm the key on Ben Franklin's kite screaming, "Hey, fucker, what the hell are you doing?" Slumber releases me as I unwrap from my Mexican blankie like a deteriorating burrito oozing on the sagging floorboards of my small studio apartment, smothered in props that lay across the floor in horrible chaos. My toilet is next to my fridge. A daily reminder of the finer things in life I don't have, like friends and money. My telephone rings, a noise I haven't heard in weeks. Reluctantly, I grab the receiver, pull it up to my cheek, and I hear the haunting voice of my brother. And he says he wants to see me for the first time in 2 years. At first, I didn't know what to do, so I get out a deck of cards. Now, no one is exactly sure when the first deck of cards was made. In fact, they were first used for games, but eventually they were used to foretell the future. However, upon examination, the cards are destined for divination. For example, the deck of cards is divided evenly into black and red, analogs for night and day. But wait, the pack has 52 cards, a number of weeks in a year. The pack has 4 suits, 4 seasons in a year. And if you add up all the cards in the deck, Jack equals 11, Queen equals 12, and King equals 13, I'm a Joker 1, the sum is 365. The number of days in a year. And I deal the Queen of Hearts, a sign that I may lose something important to me. So I call my brother back to inform him that I want to see him. Now, as a magician, I learned the hand is quicker than the eye. But as a man of the street, I learned the hand is how I eat. But if dollars don't drop and dimes don't jingle, then I don't get a meal. So I learned how to steal. I went from picking cards to picking pockets, but I don't want my bro to know. He was always supportive. When we were little kids, his friends used to ask, "Can you ever make your friends disappear?" And he would just reply, "No, just people who ask incredibly stupid questions." And he's been known not to make them reappear. Ever. So I'd watch out. Nobody knows me like my bro. So I sit in an airport and I wait for his arrival when this younger version of me, carrying a raggedy old suitcase with a sticker from our birthplace on the handle that my hand once pulled, and I realize that I am a fool because I shouldn't have left him behind when he wanted to follow. Misery loves company. And nothing is more miserable than a person with no one to love. I take my brother with me on the street and I tell him to watch me at what I do. I ask a pedestrian to pick a card, any card, and he picks the deuce of diamonds. I tell him to place it back in the deck. Tell him to focus on the image of the card real hard as the card begins to levitate, to bask in his field of vision like a seal in the sun. My brother wants to know how I do it, and I tell him a magician never tells his secrets, and he never does the same trick twice. It's nice being with my brother. It makes me feel younger. I remember sharing hot chocolate in late November and lifting my brother up to put the star on top of the Christmas tree. Because back then is when I was really happy. It's the end of the meal. I get up to pay the check. But I realize I am in check. Because his eyes are staring into my soul. And he asked me a question that no fortune cookie could cook up.
Where did you get that wallet?
And then I know that he knows I stole it. When I see the ID flapping in the open air, telling all of my secrets. And it's now that I realize that no one likes a trick once they know how it's done. I am no longer a magician. I am just a liar. Laying bare bottom in a bed of cigarette butts, swallowing in ashes and sorrow, feeling useless and dead, just like that magician that drowned in his own water tank. I feel like all the oxygen in my breath has been replaced with a heavy, thick liquid weighing me down to the deepest depths of depression, but damn. I miss them so much. See, life with him was full of poetry. But without him, there are no more beautiful words to describe life because I used a lot of them on him. So now there's only one trick left for me to do. To make myself disappear. And I fear that when the love of your life is gone, that you may do the same.